I think the biggest thing, Steve, with the time period is, you know, we're going on 5 or 6 weeks of being out, and this is different than the lockout. Now, I obviously wasn't in the NBA during the lockout, but I think even during the lockout, guys had access to gyms, guys had access to working out, guys could stay in shape. This is so unique that everybody's just basically at home, and there's no health clubs they can go to. There's no gyms they can go to. You know, if players have those kind of facilities at their house, they're certainly probably ahead of the curve, so to speak, in terms of staying in shape. But I think the one thing that everybody would be concerned about is, one, you certainly don't want to see players get hurt by, you know, going into the season too quickly without a ramp up or a build up to the season. And I think the other part of it, too, is, you know, you want the quality of play to be really good. So, you know, you've seen anywhere from, you know, a couple weeks to, you know, a month that it may take to, you know, get guys ready to play. But I think the longer this goes on, you're probably going to need a lot more runway to help these guys get back to, you know, being able to play and get themselves back in shape.